Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, man, we got to get to our picks really quick. All right, we got 2 minutes before we got to get to our mandatory picks. Reminder, picks are coming up right now because we have Arch today from 8 to 9 o'clock. The entire third hour of the show today, Dave Archer will sit in with us. He'll talk college football playoff. He'll talk Michael Penix. Bo, I'm going to put you up first on the NFL pick. We're going to start off. It's mandatory Eagles at Commanders. Eagles, 3.5-point favorites. The over-under is 45.5, if that helps you.
Man, this game is so hard, but I'm going Eagles to cover. I think they're playing a different – now, this winning streak is the thing. When is it going to end? It could end this weekend. It would hurt the Falcons in some ways if it did. I've got to pull for the Eagles because I want the Commanders – I want that game to mean a lot. Plus, I want the Falcons to have any way – multiple ways to get in, which they don't right now. So give me the Eagles to cover.
All right. Look, I don't have a read on this one. So for the reasons you just said,
I'm going to
go Captain Planet on you, and we're going to put all our rings in the middle and get our full force going, and we're going to get our weight behind the Eagles because you know who Dylan's going for. I know who you're rooting for. I'm going to pull for him as well. I'll go Eagles minus the 3.5, and I'll ride that wave with you.
Real quick, I'm only rooting for the Eagles in interest for the Falcons,
you don't need to qualify.
Yeah,
it's all right.
Yeah, we know.
And truth be told, I mean this when I say this. I think most NFL fans have that secondary team that they're like, I don't mind if they win, right? I think most NFL fans have. For me right now, it's the Detroit Lions. Like, when I watch the Lions play, I'm like, I like the brand of football they play. I don't mind if they win. I also don't mind the Eagles. I really kind of like Jalen Hurts, so that is what it is. It all kind of works out. I'll jump back in front just in fairness sake. Mandatory college pick, Tennessee against Ohio State. We talked about it a minute ago. I cannot wait to see what Dylan Sampson does. I think a lot of people are picking Tennessee to upset in this game. I'm not. I'm going with Ohio State at home. That line right now sits at 7.5. Give me Ohio State minus the points. I think the home atmosphere and environment and the talent that is on that team up there, too much to overcome for Tennessee. I love Tennessee as a team, but I think Ohio State gets it done minus the points this weekend.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't too much for Michigan to overcome when they went there and beat them. This is an SEC school. It's not going to be that much colder, I think, on kickoff in Columbus than it will be in Knoxville. Tennessee will be just fine because defense travels, baby. Yeah. I'm going to take Tennessee to cover. Boom. I don't know if they'll win, but 7.5 is a huge number.
It's a big line.
It's a big number.
All right, do you want to go ahead and get your first wild card pick if you want to go NFL first?
Yeah, Tennessee at Indy. Tennessee just made a quarterback change. They benched Levis.
They benched him. Okay.
Yeah.
With an N in there. Okay.
Yeah.
I was just curious. I thought you meant
everyone else has done that to him.
I thought you meant they disrespected him.
No. The rest of the league has done that to him. They just benched him.
Wow.
You're traveling. Brian Callahan had a great little speech, but it doesn't matter. I am taking the 42.5 is the over-under. I'm taking the under in that game.
Okay. All right. You like the under in that Tennessee game. I'm gonna go to Cleveland here. And I think this game's at Cleveland, if I'm not mistaken. Cincy is a 9-point favorite from what I'm seeing right now. Cincy a 9-point favorite over the Cleveland Browns. Cincy still kind of a lot to play for, still alive in that picture. They've been they've been excellent here recently, it seems like. So I'm going to go with Cincinnati minus the 9, minus the 8.5. Actually, I'm seeing an 8.5 on CBS right now, that sports line. So give me Cincy minus the 8.5 against the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland just, they don't know what they are at quarterback right now. They're still a good team. Just the quarterback play has been just abysmal. So they got to get that figured out. But
it's a good.
Give me Cincinnati minus the points. And then, look, I'll go first back to the college side to give you my wild card pick. How about Indiana? I really like Indiana in this game. I think the fans will travel well. I think it's a hungry football team. I don't know how much they can win in the trenches on a consistent basis, but Notre Dame's going to take their chances up front. It's the style of defense they play. I think Indiana is extremely disciplined. I might even go out and take Indiana money line in this game, but give me the plus 7 for today's sake. Indiana plus the 7 against Notre Dame. I really like that game.
So I wrote this one out, and I was looking at it, and I couldn't remember what I picked. 52.5. Notre Dame scores points. Indiana likes to score some points as well. Their worst showing, I think, was against Ohio State and Michigan. So that could be kind of a prelim to that, or but I don't care. I'm taking that over, baby.
Yeah.
52.5. Let's go. Over.